Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB, and I'm super pumped you're here. April 8th, 2024, episode number 5295. Yeah, you heard that right, 5295. Excited. We're going to this week get to episode 5300. Always love the persistence. It's important. You know I love my P's. And that's one of the things we need to do is just stay persistent, you know, and it's amazing what can happen. We're here for you. We're here for you to get you going. It's going to be a great week. We've got it planned. Obviously we've got the metaphysical morning ritual, that we want to continue to remind you to do. Take time for self-care. You're the star. You really are. Take care of yourself. Show that self-love. Listen to CoachCast. Get here and listen. The energy, that's what it's about. Plan your day with the 7 P's. Of course, we love the P's. Perspective, priorities, performance, patience, posture. Stay present and persist. And then get in your planner. You know, get that planner organized. Do the Sacred Six. Take a picture of it. And of course, when you get a chance, stop by the wonderful community for accountability, questions, and support. Excited that we're here, ready to roll. For those of you doing the weekend review, if you didn't do it on Sunday, today's a great day to do it. Get in your planner and work through that. Again, do month, we're focused in on doing things. We're not changing our plan. If you're brand new, don't get overwhelmed. Just stick with the basics. Hang in there. Meetups coming this month. We've got some big ones. We've got Tuesday, April 9th, which is tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be talking professional expertise and building your communication channel like this one for those of you in our professional expert track. And then Tuesday, April 23rd, we've got one at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're talking about manifesting and believing. You know, I've got my PhD in metaphysics. We go down that rabbit hole once in a while. In fact, our book study tomorrow is going down that rabbit hole with Pam's book. But really digging into this idea of can we bring things into our life. We're going to have a live meeting April 23rd. So mark your calendar, grab that, go in the meetup area, and you can actually add it to your calendar so you don't miss, get reminders, and we'll see you there. As far as this week goes, we're going to have a lot of fun. Today, we're going to get into the topic of money and is it the root of all evil? Kind of get into it a little bit into depth. Tomorrow, we've got the experiments from Pam Grout and E Squared. We're going to do 1 through 3. I'll also put that up as a group in the book study area, if you want to come over and talk about it. It's going to be a lot of fun there. Wednesday, I got a good one dealing with the two types of people. We'll get into depth in that on Wednesday. Thursday, we've got Ask JB more on communication, but asked this by a few people. So we're going to talk a little bit about how can we build a little bit better relationships, some of the tools and strategies that we have to do that. Friday, we've got taking the focus off of money and on the tasks. We're going to go over that a lot this week, but really reiterate it on Friday. Saturday, of course, Dr. Paul brings his wonderful wisdom as a research physician and scientist and really helping us understand where we're at health-wise. And then back to me on Sunday, we're going to talk about money, faith, tithing, giving, lack, what's going on with that. Just a huge week planned of coaching, organization, structure, which is what it's all about. So let's get into it. One of my favorite topics is really this idea of money and thought and prosperity. It's something that, you know, growing up in Indiana and kind of being lower middle class, I guess I'm not into the class things, but my parents were factory workers. I was in a family that was divorced. As many of you know, I lost my real father a few weeks ago. And, you know, they were hardworking, blue collar people. I love it. They've given me that work ethic, grew up in a very small town, and it was great to, you know, grow up with that background. But the one thing I didn't have was prosperity, thought, consciousness, how to make money, how to build a lifestyle, what I call intelligent life design that we created and we're launching again in June. I didn't have any of that stuff. You know, nobody taught me the financial principles that to help me get over the hump. And so when I was younger, money was a big issue. You know, I come out of college, I moved to Arizona, I didn't have anything. And fortunately, you know, through the years, my first book that I read that really affected me was See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. And I think it was in a health class that somebody got me reading that. And then in college, I didn't really get my undergrad because I was like, man, there's other ways to generate revenue, you know, and I wanted to learn what, you know, what are people that are prosperous doing? Because I knew from my family, you know, they weren't college educated and really didn't understand the finances. Amazing people, but just didn't understand the financial side. There had to be a different way of living. And that's when I started studying Catherine Ponder and getting into the deeper thought processes of Napoleon Hill. And again, going back to Zig Ziglar and going, there has to be a way to, you know, to get ahead. There has to be a way. And over the years, you know, I was very fortunate to study so many things and really get the proper mindset, which is really what it's about, and really start understanding attitude and goal setting and structuring. And that was early in my career, obviously getting into Tony Robbins and Les Brown and some of those wonderful teachers, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, so much so that when I left college, I only had a general studies degree and I went out to Arizona and was running health clubs. And at that time, I just kept reading everything. I had no money. I would go by to this used bookstore, Bookman's. I would take books back. They'd give me a little credit. I'd spend a couple bucks. I didn't have much money. I was living on 20 bucks a week, really. I was actually thinking about writing a book, how to survive on 20 bucks a week back then. But I just kept driving. I kept driving and understanding there's Napoleon Hill's work, Think and Grow Rich, visualization, goal setting. There's got to be a way. And as I was doing that, as you know, visualization and structure can really change things. And in the newspaper, yes, it was a newspaper back then, probably about 95, I want to say, I saw an ad for a helicopter repair salesperson to go out and sell engine helicopter repairs for actually TH-53 engines for the Huey helicopter. I thought that would be cool. So I wrote a letter in and I got called into the office by a gentleman named Gene Cray. And I'll never forget, they called me in. And I went into the office and Gene's like this 6'5" soccer goalie, big guy, was F-4 pilot in Vietnam, just this really, really giant, like big guy, you know? So I go in there and he goes, Dwight, come in here. And Dwight was head of sales at the time. And Dwight came into the office. He goes, hey, this is the guy. And I'm sitting in the chair waiting for an interview. And he said, this is the guy that wrote the worst letter that I've ever seen in my life. And I was like sitting there just getting smaller and smaller in my chair. Gene's a writer. I didn't know that. He's written books. And he's like, who wrote this letter? And I wrote it in haste. I don't even remember writing it. And I wasn't very good at grammar. I'll be the first person to tell you that, even though now I'm a paid published author with Hay House, which is just a remarkable thing. Again, the power of all these things we're talking about. You know, being able to be on the stage with Dr. Wayne Dyer, make friends, you know, read Tracy, the CEO of Hay House, becoming a paid author from a person sitting in a chair going, we can't believe you are, you know, you wrote this letter. And then as they met me and we talked about attitude and doing things, Gene goes, you're exactly what we want. You're exactly what we want. And from that point, I started traveling the world and selling TH-53 engines. In fact, my first month, I went to NASA, and I didn't even know what I was doing. I was a young kid in my 20s, and I got the engine repair jobs from NASA over all these engineers. And it was because of attitude. It was because of understanding these ideas on prosperity and thought. And everywhere that I've been able to generate revenue for those around me. Built a great corporate career in aerospace for years. Wrote my first book, Get Out of Neutral. Broke off, and you know, the rest is history. Now we're 5,295 episodes of Morning Coach. I've been able to meet some of the greatest people in the world. Now I'm one of the best prosperity coaches that's live. Randy Gage is a good friend of mine. Spoke with, you know, so many people. I've said, written books, written, you know, I'm working on 5 and 6 now. Just a wonderful life. And the reason I'm saying that, I'm sitting here in a retreat center in my own studio. Why am I saying that? Because I come from just none of this. Like, I didn't understand any of this. And so when we think about, is money the root of all evil? That is really what I learned. I mean, when I was growing up, it's like money's bad. People that have money are bad people. They must have did something to get it. They were bad. And I had to change that thought process. I can't tell you how important it was. You know, I was really, when I was younger, I was like, how do I get things cheap? Maybe I can get it for free. Maybe I can steal it. And my mind was just in a really lax space. It wasn't a prosperity space. It was only until I realized that, hey, that author works on that. Go buy the book. Stop trying to get it cheap on eBay. You know, and I started to change my concepts, that money started to really come into my life. And I started to look at like money and say, okay, is it evil or not? And as I was doing my studies into my metaphysical PhD, you know, I did my MBA and I just kept cranking. I learned that in 1 Timothy 6:10, which is where everybody says money is the root of all evil, it actually is for the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay, for the love of money. So understanding that difference, when people say money is the root of all evil, it's for the love of money. And we're going to talk about this Wednesday in depth, about two types of people. And this is really critical because there are two types, and I'll go into depth of this, but there's one is people that love money and use people. Okay, that's one type of person. We all know people like that. In fact, a lot of people are. The other type of people love people and use money. And that's the big gist of our coaching this week is we've got to understand the idea of using money and still loving people. If you listen to me yesterday and talking about the prayer of St. Francis, it correlates to this. You know, I'd rather be to be understood as to understand and to be loved. I don't need to be loved. I don't need to seek love as to love. It is in giving, for it is in giving that we receive. And so understanding that, it's really hard when you're in lack and nobody's taught you that. I know. And so I got to constantly be reminded of this. I fall back into lack, think there's not enough. But what is money to me now? What is money to me now? Well, we've got to know our numbers, okay? So as we get into ILD this summer, we get intelligent life design, and I talk about structuring your life with ILD, we need the ILD spreadsheet to understand your numbers. And again, if you do Dave Ramsey or Susie Orman or one of those financial, that's great, as long as you know your numbers. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. We have accountants for a reason, right? And I send all my stuff to my accountant, but my spreadsheet, I understand what's happening in my businesses, understand what's happening in my life, and I understand where my money's going. So much so, I'm able to put a, very small percentage into a extreme aggressive portfolio. And I mentioned this, if you follow me, about Shiba Inu years ago, and it went up 300%. And I got billions of that stuff, okay? Because a small percentage I'm putting into that. And why do I say that? Because I'm not telling you, believe, I'm not a financial planner, but I mentioned it years ago that this is my really aggressive one because I love the community. I'm having fun with it. It paid off huge, okay? And the reason I say that is because there's money everywhere, but you got to have your organization. And the only reason I was able to generate a lot of revenue in that area and be able to put that money in something that's just absolutely ridiculous. Seriously, it is. Let's just say it's almost gambling, right? Because I was organized and there's a small percentage that I could put in there. And it was $500 here, $1,000 there. But I'm telling you, added up to billions of coins, which went up 300%. Able to unload a lot of it, right? Because I made a ton on it, right? So the idea is money is not bad. Money is just something that we have. And what I want you to think about money is it's a metric. It's a metric. So how are we going to use money this week? Well, we've got to first understand what our numbers are. And if you've been with me 19 years, as some of you are, you know me, you have heard this for 19 years. But understanding your money is respect for it. So you're showing the respect for it without even getting woo-woo, right? And getting all metaphysical. We respect our money. And when you get organized with your money, back in the day when I was younger, we had checkbooks. And there was nothing worse than writing checks. When I was younger, I bounced checks all the time. I had no organization. And so I didn't know what was in the account. And when you talk about stress, you're writing a check, you don't know if you're going to have the money in there. And so I was, the greatest feeling in the world was when you finally got it all organized and, got the checkbook in place. And I could say, okay, oh, I got 73 cents in there. I can cover everything. Well, the ILD spreadsheet's very similar to that. You understand your nut balance. You understand what's happening. You understand what's happening in your life. When you have the spreadsheet, if you need it, just let me know, right? Let me know and we'll get it to you. There's lessons in the Morning Coach. Then what we've got to do is start to understand it's a metric. So how do we get the percentages so somebody like me could say, hey, wow, Shiba Inu looks like a great thing to do, just like I was in AI 3 years ago. Jump into it and just ride through it as a small percentage of what I'm doing, my portfolio, my retirement. I don't even like that word, but the safe savings is handled by a financial fiduciary. And again, I'm not one. This just happened to me. One of my very aggressive investments went nuts. Okay. And the reason I could do that is because I know my numbers and I can put things around. And I'm not doing it for money. In fact, this is very important. I don't even think about money. It's just the tasks at hand. And we're going to talk about that on Friday. We're going to discuss the tasks at hand and how what we do is when we're doing those tasks, we're just focused on it every day. And so for me, when I take my super aggressive stuff that really is gambling, right? Some of the crypto stuff and stuff like that, it's like it's out of sight, out of mind. If that stuff does something, it's great. In fact, I always said I just put it in a shoebox somewhere. If it hits, it hits. And so understanding that, there's the bulk of my money goes to building the business, structuring the business, making sure. So I'm talking like 1% goes into this aggressive stuff. Everything else goes back into my business, goes into my life or our businesses, and we focus on building. So I want you to step back, okay, and really start thinking differently about your financial situation. Whether you're running a big company, as many people in our group are, or you're just getting started, there is a different way to do things. And that's what we do here at Morning Coach. That's why we have the Professional Expert Series, where we have people that literally are gaining their knowledge, writing books and building business around. I love it. I currently have around 18 income streams. And I don't think about money. I'm thinking about tasks. How do I generate revenue? Does this make sense? Am I going to get an ROI? And how do I do things I love to do? Constantly. That's where my brain is. And it makes it fun. And we're going to teach that in June. I'm going to go over ILD, but there is a different way to live that the system does not teach. And this month, we're going to get into that even more. But there's a different way that's outside of education. There's a different way outside social media. There are ways to generate revenue and live an amazing free life. Because to me, time is more valuable than money anyways. To me, it's about time. It's about freedom. I can make more money. I can't make more time. But money is just a metric. That's all it is. It's a metric. How am I doing? What's going on with it? And we got to get your bases taken care of. Work on those residual and passive areas so you can live that free life. And then you go to the next level, which is making impact, making a difference in the world. And hopefully I'm making a difference in your world, because that's what we're doing here at morningcoach.com. Okay, so let's get off to a great week. It's going to be a great week. I love you. Got any questions for me? Hit me up. We're going to rock and roll. Tomorrow, the book study's off the charts. It's a little different. It's metaphysical, but Pam really hit a winner with E². We're going to have some fun with that. We're going to do some experiments on how your thoughts can actually generate things and bring things into your life that you can actually manifest. So get ready for tomorrow's book study. And today, think a little bit differently about money. Money is not evil. It's just a metric. For the love of money is what the Bible says is evil. But we're going even above that. Money is just a metric. Okay, just realize that. All right. If you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. This is the Monday Free. I guess it's a podcast. I've been doing this since 2005. So been doing this a long time. Like I said, this is episode 5,295. You made it this far. Thank you for listening. First of all, it's your time. I appreciate you for doing that. I started putting this up on YouTube as an audio podcast. It's actually originally a podcast. I started this back when you had to put it on an iPod. And out of that came coaching, and we have planning systems and coaching systems. And it's really online coaching at a different level. Great community, great things happening. So I just want to tell you, but if you want to listen every day, you want to get our coaching, our structuring, our meetings, our meetups and everything, we have a coaching platform. So this isn't just some course. It's a yearly coaching system where we work together, and we just, you know, make this thing happen for you. Give you the energy that you need, give you the organization, the focus. That's what your investment's going to do. And by you investing in us, you actually help us help other people. We run from anywhere. We've had 1,000 members. Right now we're running about 300 members of awesome, amazing people. And I would love to have you be there. But here's the deal. If you don't, that's cool. Like, we're all about putting good energy in the world. You can come here, listen on Mondays, whether you listen on YouTube, podcast player. I'm going to continue to put energy out every week, and at least you get your week started right. We got a free planner over at morningcoach.com you can get. You can download it and put it on your e-ink device or on your iPad. You could take the philosophies and put it on paper and pencil. We sell them on Amazon. So there's a lot you can do with us. And really, it's about the energy and about being real. We've been doing this a long time. There's a lot of stuff out there. We've been at this a long time, amazing people, and we've got the structure to help you, but you've got to commit to it, you've got to invest in it, and you got to focus in on it. If you're ready to do that, go over to morningcoach.com. We got a trial. Try it out. We're always 100% money back guaranteed. We're very simple, but try it out, give it a shot, and then let us know. And I'm telling you, if you get this and you've listened this long, it'll be great for you, and we'll rock and roll together, okay? So head on over to morningcoach.com and get started. Right? Just click that button, get in the trial, and check out everything we're doing. And I can't wait to work with you. Go have a fantastic day.